My name is Burton Picard. I'm a medical doctor and balloon pilot. I'm 41 and I'm living in Lausanne, Switzerland. And on the 21st of March, Brian Jones and I landed in Egypt with our balloon after being the first to have circumnavigated the globe with the balloon. It was a fabulous relief to land safely in Egypt and also to realize that we have achieved the big dream of our life. And until the last moment, we thought there would be a problem that would just put the balloon down. Not enough fuel, problem with the burners or weather problem. So really, when we landed, it was a very big joy. We started the day in the middle of the night over the Libyan-Egyptian border. We were flying about 160 miles per hour, pushed by the winds. And we knew we had not enough fuel to go any further. So we started the descent. We had to land in the two first hours of daylight, otherwise the wind would be too strong in the desert. And suddenly the Breitling plane arrived with most of our friends on board. They guided us to say where was the best place to land. We landed, we jumped outside the gondola, and we could wave to our friends of the team in the balloon, and that was fabulous. I remember very well, we were, Brian and I both, standing up next to the gondola in the middle of nowhere, waving with both arms and expressing how happy we were to be safe back on the ground. And then, curiously enough, there has been problems with the Egyptian army, so we had no helicopter to fetch us, and we had to wait for 7 hours in the desert. We had a lot of work to do during those 7 hours. We had to put the balloon down. It's a gigantic balloon, almost 200 feet high. And it was full of helium. And when we got rid of the helium, it got full of air pushed by the wind. And it made the gigantic sail who started to drag the gondola across the desert. And we had to follow it. And then we attacked the balloon with our knives to cut the helium free. And when we finally could do it, the balloon was completely ripped and just fell on the ground. And when we were ready to be rescued, we went back in the gondola and started to try to sleep a little bit. But the gondola was upside down because it had been dragged by the envelope, so everything inside was completely messed up. And we had just to try to find a flat place in order to sleep a little bit. And finally, a helicopter came and brought us to a little airport where we found our sponsor, the flight director, most of our friends. And it was fabulous at that moment to be able to meet them again and to share the victory, because it was the victory of a team. And then the journalist gave me his satellite phone so I could call my wife and tell her how incredible it was that we finally made it. And we finally jumped in the Breitling plane to get back to Cairo. That was absolutely incredible. Brian Jones and I, we had 5 bodyguards each in order to go through the crowd. And at that moment, we smiled to each other, Brian and I, and said, yeah, I think really now we have to believe that we'd made it. The last memory I have of the 21st of March is a few hours before midnight, I woke up very frightened because I did not hear the burners. And I was in my bed in the hotel, and I was still half asleep, and I said, well, the burners are not burning, it's the night, it means that Brian fell asleep in the cockpit, and we're going to crash. And I was screaming, Brian, Brian, are you sleeping? Put on the burners. And finally I managed to find the light in the room, I switched it on, and I saw I was sitting in my bed in the room, and the flight was over, the success was complete, it was fabulous, and laughed. I was alone in that room. I laughed like hell and I fell back to sleep.